Hello and welcome to the latest interview with Slough Joint Manager John Underwood. How are you, John?
Good, thanks, John.
Yeah, so pre-season over, on to the league on Saturday and the visit of St Neots. How are you feeling?
Excited, to be honest. We've not had a long, long pre-season. We've had a 5-week pre-season, but when you get towards the end of it, it's, you know, you've the players and the management, you know, you've had enough. You want to start playing for points and yeah, we're delighted that it's come round. It has come round fairly quick, to be honest. And yeah, you get all that kind of excitement at the opening game and a little bit of apprehension, because you always do, no matter how confident you are. But yeah, I mean, we trained tonight and there's a lot of excitement around the place and, you know, good confidence after Tuesday night. It was a good end to pre-season. So yeah, we're going into it full of confidence, full of hope for the season.
Was it a hard workout tonight, or just a little bit of easing in, working through some set pieces?
It was very light tonight. A lot of players had a tough game Tuesday. It was a real battle in the end Tuesday. Had a couple of little knocks, nothing major, but a couple of little knocks, and we decided not to do anything too competitive tonight. So it was more of a recovery session for those that played Tuesday. We did some set pieces, that kind of thing, just to kind of brush up on those. But it was a shorter session tonight. We all went over the road just to have one drink, Diet Cokes for the players and a pint for the management, and all on our way. And prepare for Saturday now.
And looking ahead to Saturday, what does the squad look like? There's been lots of speculation about players, team, and you're obviously in the slightly fortunate position to, you know, have some selection headaches.
Yeah, we've got some headaches. We've got a lot of competition at the moment for places. We've got a big squad for Saturday because we've one or two that are out on loan, sort of step five clubs. It's FA Cup weekend for them, so we don't want anyone to play in the cup. So we're probably up to about 18 or 19 with us Saturday. Obviously we can only pick 16, so we're starting the season strong. Obviously we picked up a couple of injuries in the last week with Jilksy and Putz, but they're the only two injuries. Other than that, we're in pretty good shape. And yeah, we've got some, you know, we know what our team is, but it wasn't easy getting there. We had some very close calls. You know, a few players that have had good pre-seasons that will be sat on the bench Saturday, so they'll be disappointed by that. But it's a long season. I think we've got 7 league games in August. You know, it's a packed start to the season as always. So we need a good strong squad.
And what do you hope for from Saturday in terms of both performance and result?
If I'm honest, I don't care about the performance. I just want to win. If I had the choice between playing terrible and winning 1-0 or playing brilliantly and drawing, then I'd take the win any day of the week. So, of course, you want to play well every game, but we're in it for points now, and the performances will take care of themselves. They'll come throughout the season. Every manager across the country and any whatever level, when they start Saturday, they want to get 3 points. They don't care how they get them, because winning breeds confidence. And you know, we're still a relatively new squad, a lot of new faces this year. So I think we'll get better and better. So it's about trying to get 3 points on the board Saturday. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and in terms of the performance, how do you manage that step up between, you know, the semi-competitive element of pre-season and all guns blazing on Saturday? Is it going to be an ultra competitive game and on the front foot, or do you still expect that little bit of, you know, rusty play?
I mean, it'll be competitive, and no doubt. I mean, both us and them will be desperate to win. I don't think either team will probably be able to be at full tilt, because it normally takes a couple of games to get you into the season. I guess I feel like we've Tuesday's game was a huge benefit to us, because it did feel like a league game, and that was why we picked it. You know, we went to a step three side in Harrow, who we know are a competitive side, and it was a hard fought game right from start to finish. It was quite full blooded at times. It was very unlike the other friendlies we've had. So it was the ideal preparation, really. You know, I think sometimes if you don't get a game like that under your belts, you might just get caught a bit cold on the opening day. And I'd like to think we won't, having gone through that on Tuesday.
And in terms of other decisions this week, obviously the captaincy has been discussed and announced of Sean Fraser and Mark Nisbet. How did that come about?
Yeah, it was a difficult one because, you know, being honest with you, when we signed Nis from Maidenhead, he was a leading contender for us for captain. He's captained in the Conference South and a very experienced lad, good character, good leader. We did sign him thinking he could be our captain. Sean stepped up, took the armband at the end of last season, did very well. And Sean really kind of matured last year as a player and as a leader in the dressing room. Really came of age last year, and he made it very clear that it was something that, you know, he put himself forward. He wanted to be captain. And we've been quite relaxed about it through pre-season. We've shared it about a little bit, and we wanted to make a decision. And we ended up speaking to them both individually. And then in the end, we actually let them speak together about it because they're both very professional, sensible lads. And they talked it through as well. And really, between the four of us, we came to the agreement that Sean would take it and Niz would be kind of vice captain and would support him as much as Sean needs support. Niz would give that to him. So, you know, Sean's been at the club 5 years. He's a real fixture in the dressing room. Maybe it's slightly easier for him than a new player coming in. But whichever way we went, we expected the other one and several other players in the squad to act as leaders. And I don't think Niz is suddenly going to go quiet on us. I think he'll be as vocal as ever at the heart of the defence, and Sean will be a really good leader for us as well. So we're delighted with how it's panned out, and I think he'll do a good job.
And we hope that starts on Saturday. And obviously the opposition is St Neots, always a tough game, always a good footballing side. What do you make of them, and what have you watched out for pre-season?
Yeah, I mean, they've changed a bit over the years. I mean, going back a couple of years when we came into the league, they were very much seen as kind of the money bags team and a lot of kind of established players, some from a higher level. And that didn't seem to... Well, certainly, I think they got into the playoffs, but it didn't get them up. And they've gone down a slightly different route. I think they appear to be going for kind of slightly younger, hungrier, you know, perhaps more local-based players. Obviously with ability as well, and I think they would, a bit like us really, would have ambitions this year to do much better than they did last year in terms of league position. We keep an eye on them as we do all the teams. You know, we kind of know roughly what their side will look like. We know a good number of them. We've come up against them in the past, so I think they'll be a very motivated, competitive side. I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a close game. I don't think there'll be much in it.
And finally, other good news in this week in terms of the club sponsorship. It's a big deal to have a club coming back into the city of Slough, and then a real positive message there.
Yeah, obviously a big sponsor. It's a good deal for the club, I'm sure. It's good. Obviously, I know. Gary House had the sponsorship, and I think he's agreed with a slightly different deal, which is for the benefit of the club, which says a lot about Gary, and he's a club fan first and foremost. So I think all parties have come out with it what they wanted, and I think it looks like great news for the club.
And let's hope there's more great news for the club come Saturday at about 5 o'clock. But we wish you all the best. Good luck for this Saturday and also for the rest of the season. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.